we see through this doorway? This, like, this stone doors that have opened.
You look in to this room, and Natalia, you recognize this. This was from your visions. This is the room where the Ark is. It basically looks like a lab. It's, you know, futuristic tech, kind of all computers.
Through my visions, do I know how to interact with it? Do I have any, like, inkling of how to engage with it?
You don't see, like, the Ark console or the Ark yet, but you see, like, you recognize this lab as, you know.
Do you need cat brains?
Roll luck.
Is this... All right, let's see how lucky Natalia is. A 90. Not very lucky. No cat brains.
No cat brains.
Only dog brains. All
right. It will have to do.
So, like, when you say that their Ark is not in this room, you mean that the object that she saw that they were working on is not here, but the lab is here.
Right. And it looks like you can round the corner and maybe see more. This is, like, one room of this, like, lab.
Okay. Natalia will absolutely keep walking.
Tyler has his gun out. I mean, he is, like, because he has a rifle with him. He has his rifle out, and he's like, what? He's just following Natalia. Natalia is, like, striding, you know.
Kind of, like, maybe, like, gently caressing, like, different appendages and machines as she's strolling through the workshop.
Yeah, you recognize this. We were here. You round the corner.
I remember you.
And you see, y'all see the Ark. Or the console. It's like a console. The bigger room. With various screens on it. And it's hooked up to this giant circular enclosed space with like little slits of openings around the top. And you can see like lights beaming out from inside of it. And then connected to these circuits and like IV bags going into them are two figures. There's five beds total. So three are empty and there's two laying down in these beds. They seem to be unconscious. One is the Asian male that you've seen on these pictures as you're walking through. And the other is... you recognize from the picture of the bank is Henry.
Oh.
And they're laying down unconscious, like we saw Natalia?
Hmm. Similar, yes.
Okay, man. This is a puzzle and a half.
We could kill them. Would that stop it, Natalia, or do we have to do something else?
It is possible that we would need to engage with the machine. There are 30 empty beds. There are 30 of us.
I don't know. I saw what Archie did to you back there, and I don't know if I want to taste necessarily. You can't turn it off? You can't...
Well, it might be possible that we have to engage with it in order to turn it off, do you see?
Natalia, you think you can. There's two... you had two several visions that you've... One process is making this time and space fold in on itself and destroying anything in it. And the other process is sending you guys back to where you were. And to do that, you would have to lay down and get hooked up to this device.
So, okay. I misunderstood. I thought you're talking about an and or.
No, and
I,
and.
I thought... Okay.
Okay, before we make any bold choices, Natalia, Terrence, let's quickly do something here. Why don't you grab your sidearm? It kind of, like, beckons... Tyler. He's also got his camera out and he he at this point can't resist just taking a photo of this machine, so he like quickly unpacks it and like takes a quick snapshot, and then he heads over to the bed next to Henry. Says, Tyler, you have work to do. And then he unhooks Henry from the drip or from the machine or whatever to try and wake him up.
Okay, I see what you're getting at.
Fascinating, fascinating.
He's like, well, but if you go do that, he's like, whoa, let's restrain him first.
That's
like,
what the gun's for, Tyler.
And you see Tyler go into a flurry of measured and well-practiced behaviors. Okay. Of like, no, that knot is not going to hold. Hold on. Like, you know, and it's like, as we're like, he's like trying to get Henry Grayson tied down to this gurney cot bed thing the best he can. And if we then... He's going to look at these guys like, are you sure we want to pull him out of here?
Certain.
Like,
and what this looks like is, like, you know, they're on a bed. They have, like, an IV attached to them. You can see their face, but it's kind of covered by this, like, helmet-type appendage that's over their head.
Okay.
Just do not damage him too much. We might need him.
All right, Tyler is going to, he's just like, Tyler's like going to crack his neck. He's going to like do some toe touches and like some squats real quick. And he's like, he's getting all loosened up. He's like, I don't typically start with this one, but I think I'm going to, you know. And he's going to start, like, he finds whatever tools there are around here. He pulls the head thing back off of Henry Grayson. He pushes it off his face, off his head, or whatever. And then he, like, pulls the IV out. And what he's going to do, he's going to be like, Hey, Henry. And as soon as Henry's eyes start to open, he's going to be real gentle, like, hey, Henry. And he's going to go immediately for his teeth.
Henry's like,
Terrence is going to look away and, like, probably sit on the other side.
His mouth is, like, kind of growling. He's like, you know, he's like,
yeah, yoink.
Who are you? You know, you pull a tooth out right away.
Right away, he goes right into it.
Oh,
he screams out, ah! Says, who are you? Who are you? Yuko, wake up!
No. Yuko can't help you now. It's just me and you, Henry. Me and you together, and like, we're gonna have a talk.
How'd you get in here?
Doesn't matter how I got in. What matters is, are you gonna get out? And the way you answer these questions is gonna determine that. You need to be very, very clear. This is a tit for tat thing. You gotta earn your ticket out of here, Henry.
You see him panic. He says, you're not supposed to be here. This isn't where I'm supposed to be.
Where are you supposed to be, buddy?
He's like, he's looking around. He's kind of, you can see he's thinking. He's in so much pain. He's supposed to be back at the beginning. Not here.
Why? What are you doing at the beginning?
What am I doing? What are you doing? Who are you with?
All right, that's another one. Let's go to the bottom side this time.
I have to put a fucking trigger warning at the top of this episode. Jesus Christ. This is on you, John. This is not on Joe.
I don't make the rules, man.
He says, you must be with... He's like, you must be with them. We failed. You bastards.
Failed what? What were you trying to do?
So what we're trying to do, if you're with them, we're trying to save us. Save humanity.
From what? From what, damn it? What are they?
The great race. great race of Yith. They will prune us. They will... Have you not seen it? We're doomed. Humanity's doomed unless we find a way out.
You sent a giant fucking murder machine after us.
You saw them, Baba.
Oh, we saw him. We saw him big time.
It was necessary. It's all necessary. We have to find a way out. We have to find a way to ascend humanity off this rock. Get us our consciousness far away from here, as far away as possible.
Now you sound like those crazy people.
What? He looks at Natalia. He's like, he looks at Terrence. He's like, what are we doing?
We need to finish this. We need to finish this. Find out how to finish this.
Henry. If you don't mind, Tyler, my position.
Oh, he hands you the pliers. Oh, please.
Wasn't expecting that. Okay. That's how he takes them. And just kind of regards them like, well, that is good manners. Henry, what is the beginning that you are trying to reach?
So you're not with them? Who are you with?
We're not with anybody,
we
man.
We are with you, Henry.
I love that.
Like Terrence right now, chuckles buddy. At the different answers that come out.
All right, roll a persuasion with advantage.
Okay.
Sorry, let me write that for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
How's persuasive?
No idea what my persuasion is.
It's 26, so that brings us up to a 46. 46.
Well,
come on.
Possible.
Nope. 86.
I'm gonna push it.
Yeah.
He said, could push it.
I'll use the Jokin.
Okay.
Oh! What does a Jokin do again?
Traditionally, a Jokin gives you a plus 20. But you have to declare it ahead of time. I think
yeah,
is what
so we
done.
Can't
unless,
joke in it.
Brad, you want to let him re-roll with his joking.
Sure, and you deduct willpower if you fail.
With the joking or with the...
Yeah, when he rolls it, in that the joking thing? Or no, that's pushing.
That's pushing.
Push mechanic. Okay, use your bonsai, whatever, joking.
Okay, we're going to burn your joking for another roll. Come on. 64 over 26.
Way she goes.
She said, you wouldn't understand. How could you? What we've seen.
Henry.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Terrence. He takes the pliers from Natalia and gives them to you, like the conch.
It's like the conch.
And Terrence was kind of sitting in the corner, like kicking a rock or something, kicking a little doodad on the floor, and he kind of walks over and takes the pliers. He says, Henry, is it? Should we wake up your friend, or are you going to help us?
What does it matter now?
You tell me.
He's like moving. He's strapped down. It all started with Yuko. Doesn't matter. Like, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
What were you trying to do? What were you... give me those. What were you trying...
His eyes get bigger.
He pats the side of his face.
Touches his bloody lips.
All right, roll this last persuasion.
Okay.
Plus 40.
Plus 40, okay. Tyler's very persuasive. He's a very persuasive guy.
Was that with the plus 40?
All right.
No, yep. That's not with so the plus 20. That's a success. Success. That's because with
well,
the plus 40,
failed,
I technically could not have failed.
No.
Unless I had rolled a 1 or a 100.
He's a very persuasive guy.
Very persuasive. He holds the pliers to his fingers
just
as
like
if they are a finger. Or as to his lips as if they were the finger.
Yes, yes, yes.
None of that.
Like, I guess
he's
this is the end.
Fucking psycho.
I guess this is the end. These entities, they infect us, they use us. Then when they use us, we go back to their where they were far before the human race populated the earth. They use us for knowledge. They try to gather all they can and then keep us locked up. Have you not seen it? If you haven't, we'll all see it soon. They're not here to help us. They're here to manipulate us, manipulate time, manipulate the future. They want humanity to kill itself. They want us all to die so that they can inherit the earth.
How do we stop them? Like you gotta give us something, Henry. Like, we're not on their side. We're on our side. We're on humanity's side.
What we've been trying to do over and over and over again. He like nods up. That arc is our only hope. We can send our consciousness back to a certain time in our history, populate our body as it was before, and then try to change the future. But every time we fail.
Talia, does this make any sense? Because Tyler doesn't know what the fuck this is. Like, he's just like, he's just the pliers guy.
Natalia, roll an intelligence to see if you know how, obviously on hand, how to implode the arc, how to send your consciousness back to, you know, or your bodies rather, to a certain spot.
Mm-hmm.
But see if you know more of what he's talking about.
Okay. You got me, Joe.
Yeah. Intelligence?
Yeah.
Is that a raw intelligence? Okay. Natalia's pretty smart. Mm. That's a 9 under 65.
Hell yeah.
You're gathering. You saw Dr. Gil and Yuko working on this. You're kind of gaining more, putting pieces together. You think they were just basically using this device to send their consciousness to another timeline further back. And then what happens to this body? I think it might swap with that consciousness of that timeline.
Sure, but what happens to the other timelines?
Real quick, can I roll a humant on Henry Grayson? Because Tyler's, as we're thinking about this, and he's looking at these three beds, he's like, yeah, maybe we could go in. But then he thinks, has his thoughts, like, these three beds were like here waiting for us. Did they see this happen already? And are they setting us up? Like, he wants to try to get a read on Henry Grayson. Mm-hmm. See if we're being fucked with.
First, yeah, roll him. Natalia, you don't think what happens to the present timelines, it's like, you think it's like a multi, it's like the multiverse theory where there's like different timelines. It's not like one that's recurring. Like, once you recur, you're creating a new timeline, and that timeline's as is. It's like whatever you left it as, it continues Spendable. On. Yeah.
They're just trying to find one where things work out for us, for humans. 70 on 70 for human. Success.
Wow.
You're very confident that you've caught him off guard. This Yuko is unconscious. You're pretty sure your work has done well and he's complying.
What do we do? What?
Okay,
Henry, hypothetically, let's say we were ready to jump on board the Yuko train and ride this fucking arc into another dimension where we can fight the Gith. I don't know. Hypothetically, if that were the case... What do we fucking do? What, we lay on these tables? We dope ourselves up to? Put on these hair dryer things? Like, what do we do?
Yes, join us. Go back with us. We have to find a way, anyway. Didn't you see the timeline's done? This one's, wherever you came from, that's why we're here. It's gone. It's hopeless.
It's pretty fucked up. That one's gotten weird. Himbaba did a real number.
This is not what Natalia saw on how to do. Like, this is what he's talking about doing is potentially using this device how they intend it to use. What Natalia has learned is how to rig this to destroy it.
Implode.
And yeah. Free yourselves.
Okay. Okay. Let's just zoom out for a second.
Okay.
Are we metagaming at the moment, or playing?
We're having a meta huddle.
Yes.
Okay, meta huddle. No, meta huddle. I don't know if we need a meta huddle.
Bring it in, guys. Bring it in.
Okay, bring it in for the meta huddle.
No.
We were initially hired on to deal with what?
Yeah. This is exactly what Terrence is probably gonna. This is what he's gonna vocalize. Like, so.
Why are
so
we
there's,
here?
There's. We were brought in to stop this from happening. We found a bunch of cultists who believed they were gonna ascend to a different plane. We get in a room, and we get out another room. The only weird thing that happened was that really big guy.
Before that, Terrence, We're here for Delta Green. We're supposed to buy humanity one more fucking day.
How do you know these? How do you know this is real? What is the Yith? We've never heard of that.
I'm 99% sure that Henry's being straight with us, right, Henry? And he kind of waggles the pliers at him. I'm like, right? Listen, I'd bet two incisors that Henry's being very frank with us.
The cultists also believed in the... in the stuff they were saying. Doesn't make them right. Don't you want to go home, Tyler? Don't you want to go home to whatever you were doing and just carry on with your life?
Natalia knows what the Yith wanted her to know. Maybe it doesn't save us. It doesn't send us back. These guys, what they're doing... I don't know, at least they're one of us. They're humans. They're people.
They are probably responsible for the Imbaba and all the destruction that he has inflicted.
I'm
confident about that.
Yes.
Henry. Well, who was that? Judith, was it? Judith was taken out by the Imbaba.
Mm-hmm. It was...
Who?
Who? That's... necessary evil. It's Yuko's project. He works on it every time he goes back. It's contingency plan. This his son. It mutates it to take out any remnants of us in that timeline so that no one can use the Ark. No one can get here to use it for themselves.
That's, okay, well, no for next time. Didn't work out. Because we're here. guys, what do we do here? I'm going to be frank. Grayson's sounding pretty... Again, he's one of us, man. Like, fuck Hernandez and her Yith alien masters. Like, fuck them. Like, we're supposed to be fixing things. These guys want to fix it, too.
But we'll find another way. If you really want that, we'll go back.
Grayson, Henry, I'm really sorry about the teeth thing. Truly.
Okay. It's all right. It happens.
Like, who hasn't had one or two of those, you know? Like, but...
So it sounds like you're... go ahead, Joe.
We come with you. If we were to join you, what happens? What, we go on a bunch of loops and keep getting thrown back and our consciousness filtered like wine through a dirty rag to the point where we're crazy too? Like, what happens?
You've read my journals.
Yeah, we have.
It's a mess. We have to do
it. It's possible, Bruce.
Nobody... is going to save us, but us, we are the only ones that are going to save ourselves. You go back, then your consciousness from that timeline is transported to your body here. and the Ark.
Wait.
You're painlessly put to sleep. You die.
The remember and forget pills. Pills. We took the pills. We remembered something. Place. Cells. Hernandez. Have we done this before? Is that how we got in this situation? Did we already make this fucking decision?
Pills. I don't know anything about pills.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He might be telling the truth. Those pills, they seem to pop up.
Yeah.
At this point, Terrence is having a bit of an internal existential crisis. He's just realized that those pills may have been placed. Henry doesn't know about them.
Look, guys, Natalia, Terrence, no matter what, whether we destroy this thing like the Yith told us, and we what happens? We destroy it, we teleport back into our own timelines, into our own bodies. But then what? But then if we go with these guys, we also teleport back and go to our own bodies. But at least these guys are people. I don't trust in these things.
God damn it! And Terrence goes and kicks the dustbin that's closest to him. God damn it! And he starts like beating on this dustbin. No! No! Natalia. No!
Yes.
We have to.
We are all Terrence in this moment.
We have to go back. We have to go back. Fuck.
What do you mean?
You're presented... just to clarify. So you have... seems like two options in front of you. Natalia has gained the knowledge to... destroy the Ark, and you're certain you can go back to where you were transferred from, that basement, you know, in Houston, your proper timeline. Henry wants you to go with them, join them, have your consciousness transported to another timeline at another point, and then have that consciousness of you sent here to be silently killed.
Yeah.
In this body.
Yeah. Terrence is reckoning with the fact that we have to go back and get killed and try this and try help.
That's what
he's realized.
Third option, guys. And he looks at Henry. He kind of like stares hard at Henry as he says this. He's like, we get Natalia to blow this thing up and we stay here and die. We don't go back. It's over. It's done.
How would that deal with the problem of the Yith?
Oh, it wouldn't. You're right. Never mind. Ignore the third option. That's just kind of a fuck you.
Tyler wasn't going to say anything, but that seems like it's very close to nihilism.
We're just... Hey, we're brainstorming, guys. There's no bad ideas.
There are bad ideas.
Henry, again, super sorry about the teeth. Are we doing this? Are we doing this?
Yeah. Henry, what do we do? How do we fix this? You've been doing this for hundreds, if not thousands of years. It's futile. How do we fix this?
That's what we gotta find out. We gotta go back and try it again.
You don't know what the hell you're doing, do you?
Well, they didn't have a Natalia.
So, assuming we transport our consciousness, we will retain the memories of this timeline, yes?
Yes, it's still you. It's an earlier body of yours.
Like, can I buy stock in Apple?
What's Apple?
Apple doesn't
exist. Never mind. Sorry, Macintosh.
Oh, Macintosh. Oh, fuck, man.
You could do all these scenarios. You could do that. You could go back and be a billionaire. You could, I mean, you could You could go back and say, fuck these guys. You could go back and never join Delta Green. You could change
the
worst memory
really
you've
good.
Ever had. You could change your past.
Do we have a say-so on when we go to?
When's the next recursion, Grayson? Where are we going?
We all show up at different times. Yuko will go back to his early 40s, and then me around the time of the foundation of Noah Banking. Or you, it's possible to go back to a certain spot. We can try to calculate it.
All right. Let's do it. I call the one on the left. Galia?
So fucking hard, Red. You're such a son of a bitch. Well done. Well done. Okay. Yes. Yes. Natalia will get into bed.
Okay. Henry will prompt you to, like, let him up so he can do his thing at the console.
Tyler is so worried that Henry's gonna fucking kill them.
We have no choice. Terrence. Terrence is looking straight at Henry, like the seething look in his eyes. He says, Henry, we're in your hands. Send us where you think we need to be.
Send us where we can do the most good.
Send me where I can get a green card.
You want to let him choose?
He knows the most.
He'll get up, hook you up with devices, pull the helmet over your head. You know, you are laying there. Says, are you ready?
Oh.
No.
No.
Make some judgments on the computer. This, like, circular device. Just beaming with light, and you slowly just like going under anesthesia. It's like 3, 2 black. You come to, you are outside the bar that you're about to meet Odin. You are all waiting outside. Then a car pulls up behind you. You see Henry Grayson inside of it. Just waiting there.
Tyler just like... He kind of like... It sounds like he coughs. And if you look over at him, you see he's like crying. And he's just like... He looks at the bar. He looks at Grayson's car that he rolled up in. He just hangs his head, just like defeated, and just like starts walking towards the car.
Natalia lights up a cigarette, takes a deep drag, polishes her glasses, and then follows Tyler.
Terrence stares at the ground and kind of like a hint of resignation in his mind as well. And he kind of watches the others go off towards the car. And he turns and he goes into the bar. He heads towards the bar to confront Odin again.
Interesting.
Terrence, you go into the bar. It's the exact same scene. Odin's there.
Except he didn't do it.
He's
huh? He wasn't. That was Judith.
Yeah.
So this is new for him.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. This is new.
This is some Black Tower shit.
You're in Judith's body.
What?
Oh.
Oh.
What? Sorry, I have to think about this.
Okay, that will change you things. Broke him.
Or maybe just Terrence is wherever Terrence was. Like, he Terrence. Is.
Yeah, where was Terrence at that time?
Terrence, but in Judith. Oh, man.
You tell me.
No, where is Terrence? You get.
Is he back as Terrence, or is he back as Judith? Does he look down at their boobs? Okay. I think this is before he got called in, so he was probably on the base. He's probably with the pilots in the airbase, so he didn't come back with them. He got sent back to the Skunk Works offices.
Mm-hmm.
Out on Area 51-ish.
Gotcha.
But we do retain our memories, right?
Right. So, in this situation, y'all go to the car. Maybe you're out of sight of Judith. You know, you haven't, like, made contact with Judith, and you see Judith walk into the bar.
Okay.
Where Odin is. And Terrence, Tyler and Natalia get in the car, and you just see Henry look back, and he says, "Welcome back. You got a lot of work to do." And they drive off down the highway, sunset in front of them. Terrence, you're in the Skunk Work? You're in the CIA
section.
You have your own office, I'm sure. I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, head of engineering there. Yeah. Special liaison contractor badge.
You hear a knock on the door.
Come in.
This elderly Asian man walks in the door, closes the door, locks the door behind him. "This Terrence, you made the right choice. Now tell me, what do you remember?" Fade out.
There it is.
And that's how we'll end it.
Fucking amazing.
Remember
dude.
To forget.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well done.
Oh, round of applause, Fred. Round of applause.
Very
God
nice.
Goddamn, that's great.
Oh. Cool.
God. I did not think y'all were going to make that choice. That's how it goes.
You know?
Well, we did say we were going to finish it today. So, what time is it? All right, let's start it again.
Okay, yeah, let's okay, so.
We can speed run this bitch this time.
So this time. I'm going to say in the next recursion, Tyler's definitely interested in having lunch with Himbaba. And just kind of getting to know the whole team, you know? Like, you know.
Insane.
Got so many. Are we going to do a sanity check?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we can.
Have time. Brad, well done, man. Oh, my God. That was so good.
Yeah.
Whew, glad y'all liked it.
Fantastic, you wrapped that up dude. Beautifully.
Good on you, man. Especially, you know, anything that's got time travel in it, right, it has that's a propensity hard. to get stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, son,
you almost caught. You mm-hmm. forgot. We totally forgot about you. Judith. I was like, damn.
So you come back. You're in a woman's body. That's not a time travel trope.
Nope. Oh man, great job, dude. Like that was.
Yeah.
That was so good, man. What a cool. And you know the cool thing is now is like these characters. If they were to pop up later in the world, wow. Are they still working for Delta Green? Are they mm-hmm. doing something else? Like, what? Right.
Which timeline are we in?
Which timeline are they in? Like, did the Waco thing happen? Like, the destruction of the police department in Waco. Did that happen?
And the cow.
And the cow.
And the cow. Most importantly, the cow.
How do you feel, Brad? I just imagine imagine like a really weird newspaper clipping that makes its way onto Wikipedia about what happened to the cow. Like, just really brief.
Memorial.
Really weird.
How do you feel, Brad?
Yeah, man, it's how done. Was that?
Cool. It was fun.
Are you satisfied?
Yeah. Well, Your second
OG campaign completed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Skystone and now Remember to Forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dude's prolific.
And Brad has a real penchant for you know, really good twist, you know, as we've talked about before. You know, this is you did great on this one, man. I have loved this, you know, and this is gonna be again like this kind of cool jumping off point for our own canonical Greenbots gaming canon in which And you're telling me that Electric Monad got Yith, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Nice.
Yeah. We can talk about that.
We can talk about that on the sanity check. Yeah.
That's...
Right. Excellent, well, I feel job, man.
Weight off me. We're done.
Yeah.
I fucking bet you do, buddy. Sure.
We threw you some curveballs.
The Judah thing, I was like, oh my god. I had to like really think of this.
At the very end, too.
It's like, damn it, that he didn't start off with that character.
He could see the finish line.
Oh god. Alright, well listen, everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you so much. Head over to the subreddit, you know, and let Brad know what your favorite part of this was. Like, you know, don't say too many nice things, right? We'd like to avoid that.
We have to. There's been an incident in the past.
Let us know like what you liked about this. It has been a great one, and especially for being a homebrew, man. Like, good, stinking job.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. Glad y'all liked it. Glad we had fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, and next time we come together, we'll be doing a something a little different. We'll be doing a puppet shows and shadow plays, getting back to some published operations, some operations that have some polish. You know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
More refined, some might say.
Right. Like, I don't know, just good.
Important question.
Good operations.
While we're still negging Brad, what is the credits rolling soundtrack for this end of...
Ooh, oh, of course, as you're going through, driving down the sunset, but I guess it ends on Terrence, like, Hugo's coming into his office, he's like, now what do you remember? And of course it's is it Simple Minds? Don't you forget about me.
Yes.
Don't you. Oh my god, it's so amazing. Good.
I got goosebumps.
Absolute chef's kiss.
Oh man, this is absolute cinema. Absolute cinema right there. Oh god, so good. Listen, everyone listening or watching, like I said, head over to subreddit, let us know, let Brad know how much you like this. Be nice, not too nice. And otherwise, like, man, like, as again, if you want to get the sanity check, we're gonna go do the debrief for this in a sanity check. You want to listen to that, head over to the Patreon. It's just $3. You help us out, you keep us on the air. But thank you so much, Brad.
Round of applause for y'all guys.
That was good.
Great job
for all.
Y'all, I mean, y'all made it fun.
Right.
You know,
we got to see some characters really fall apart the seams, and I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Thank you so much, Brad. was that? Thank you, Jean. thank you so much, everyone. Again, join us next time. We're gonna start moving over into. We're going to start moving over into Puppet Shows and Shadow
Plays. It's a joke for nobody.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about what's going on. Pay attention, no attention to the man behind the curtain about what we're laughing at over here. But thank you so much. We will catch you next time. Brad, you want to take us out one more time for Remember to Forget?
Guys, thanks for listening. It was a blast. Glad we got through it. And stay safe and stay sane. Later.